Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM, and the Odyssey app. Hope you're doing well on this Monday morning. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. I'm in tomorrow morning as well. And Thanksgiving week is upon us. So happy Thanksgiving week to all of you as we are embarking upon this very exciting time of year, Thanksgiving, and then into the Christmas season. Of course, if you go to stores, you think the Christmas season is underway already. A lot of people in the Richmond area have had kids or have swam themselves or have had kids swim at Nova Aquatics, a well-known name all around town. There's been an expansion project going on, and the latest phase has been completed. And to dig into that a little bit, we welcome to the program the Director of Operations for Nova, Drew Hirth. Drew, thanks for being with us today. How are you today?
I'm fine, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice. For those who don't know, tell us about what Nova is and what it does.
Sure. So we are a USA Swimming Club team located in the West End. We are a nonprofit organization. We've been in existence for almost 40 years now. We got our start as a very small club team, which is 18 and under swimming. And that was our start, a USA Swimming Club team. And fast forward 40 years, we've become, as you mentioned, a pretty well-known institution in the world of youth sports in Richmond. We're one of the largest and most successful club teams in the country. And as you mentioned, we've expanded our facility at Regency. And over the last 5 years, we've, you know, been at Regency, which has really allowed us to expand what we can offer in the community exponentially in terms of aquatic programming and safety. So that's a quick update as to what Nova is and what we are about.
Drew, kind of detail for us the latest phase of this expansion project at Regency that was completed not long ago.
Sure thing. So we started at our Regency home about 6 years ago, and we took over, for those of your listeners that remember the Regency Mall in its heyday, we took over the Macy's on the south side or the back side of the mall. And our first phase was to finish off the first floor of the of that old Macy's department store. We added a 50-meter pool, which we can configure into 25 yards as well. And we have two other small teaching pools. Lots of space on the first floor when we opened up. Now we're in year five, as I mentioned. And what we've done in the last really year and a half is to finish the vision for that entire site. So when we opened up the first floor, we had the perimeter of some of the remaining second floor that we closed off, and at the time we couldn't make that part of the construction happen. And we've been able to finish off the second floor. And what that has meant for us is really check the box of spectator seating. And we're now able to host larger events than we were able to host before. And when I say events, I mean swim meets competitions, which checks a sports tourism box that is so important to Henrico County right now, and we're a part of that.
Obviously, the expansion was needed as growth happened. Just talk about what that new facility at Regency has kind of meant to the organization in terms of its evolution.
Sure thing. So, as I mentioned before, we are a club swim team. We have over 800 swimmers on our team itself, but our region in the community has been able to expand and grow exponentially because of that Regency site. Henrico County, all roughly 4,500 second graders in the school system have some sort of learn to swim swim lessons happening across Henrico. At Nova, we take care of about 1,500 of those 4,500 second graders. We have been able to really kickstart high school swimming with the expansion of Nova at Regency in this facility. Six of the nine high schools practice at Nova facilities, and all nine high schools will have competitions, many competitions at our Regency site. The expansion itself, which is why we're talking today, is, as I said, really is allowing us to expand the types and really up the level of meets that we're able to host at home, which keeps our families in their own houses and our swimmers in their own beds, which is great for them. Less travel for our folks, and bringing folks into Henrico County, into the Richmond area to support their kids and attend competitions.
Obviously, sports tourism is a huge priority in Henrico County. Let's talk about being a part of that and the support you've gotten from the county folks.
Sure thing. So, as you know, Henrico has two malls that they've really targeted for redevelopment, and one is Regency, and the second, the old Virginia Center Commons. So, in the last 5 years, the opening of the Indoor Sports and Events Center really signalized, a focus that the county leadership has had on, making sure that Henrico is competitive in the world of sports tourism. And what we've been able to do at Nova is, we have the 30 years, 40 years of knowledge and expertise running aquatic centers, running pools. We have our original pools on Gayton Road a little bit further in the west end that are still open. And the county realized that there's a partnership, and, we can check that swimming and aquatics sports tourism box with that county support. And they're not necessarily opening their own aquatic center of their own. So being able to, be a partner with the county and bring in the out-of-town athletes and families to attend swim meets at Regency is really what this second floor has been all about. We have seating or capacity on the second floor for 1,000. That goes in tandem with the capacity on our first floor, which is also at 1,000. So we have over 2,000 folks that we can have in the building for any one given meet. And that's a huge number and really allows us to go after some big regional and national level meets that are going to bring people to Henrico. Heads in beds is what it's all about.
Have you had success in the effort to try to draw some of those meets, or is that kind of an in progress thing?
For sure. We have had success. Last year when we were only on the first floor at Regency, we had 28 competitions scheduled throughout the calendar year. We are going to increase that number by 6 total events this year. We've been awarded a meet this summer of 2026 and 2027 at the end of July, where we'll have over 900 athletes from all up and down the East Coast and their families for a good 5 days. That's a direct result of getting the second floor finished.
We're talking to Drew Hurt, the director of operations for Nova Aquatics. With the evolution of what has happened at Regency, how has that changed the way you guys use and view the original property in the far west end?
Sure thing. So, as I said before, one of the things that we've been able to do is really expand what we can offer to the community outside of the Nova-based programming that was really, we didn't have the capacity at our Gayton location to really, check that box. So, you know, moving to Regency has allowed, we have tons of tangible benefits, that our families have realized, you know, better practice times, kids getting done with practice earlier in the day, less crowded lanes for our athletes. And we've been able to really expand some of our swim lessons programming at our Gayton location. And it's really allowed us, you know, just a tons more flexibility to really increase, you know, what the Nova organization can offer to our members and the overall community at large.
If folks want to know more information or how to get maybe sign up their kids or get them involved, how is the best way to go about that?
Sure thing. So it's real easy. www.novaswim.org is our main website where, you know, you can find out all the information about our Learn to Swim lessons program, our competitive team, our facilities, and everything else that we can offer in the world of aquatics.
And to say competitive team, you know, if people don't know, Nova has had swimmers that have gone on, obviously a bunch that have gone on to college excellence and some who have swam in the Olympics.
Yes, sir. We've have, as I said, 38 years of success and really, you know, helping shape, you know, the lives of young people in the West End of Richmond and throughout the Richmond area. And that's led up to the highest levels of success in the sport, which is really amazing. You know, we've had two Olympians, two Olympic medalists come from our program, Townley Haas and Charlie Swanson. And then we have countless athletes every year that are going on to continue their, you know, their swimming journey, and at, whether it's, you know, college, you know, varsity swimming, club swimming, it's really, you know, a pipeline that has done we've just touched a lot of lives over the years in the West End and throughout Richmond.
Well, thanks for the insight. Congratulations on the completion of phase two over at Regency, and keep up the great work. Happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it, Gary. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening at home.
Appreciate it. That's Drew Hurt, the Director of Operations at Nova. And you are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Okay, 825 News Radio WRVA. Coming up at 835, we're going to talk to Lane Casadante from CBS 6, maybe a minute or two before that, after the bottom of the hour break. Talk about the UVA-Virginia Tech game coming up this Saturday, the battle for the Commonwealth Cup. Interesting things going on this year with UVA needing a win to qualify for the ACC championship game. UVA, Virginia Tech, meanwhile, comes in 3-8. James Franklin is now in place as the new coach. And so, interesting battle lines where UVA playing at home, much better record, would be considered the clear favorite. The problem is the Hoos have beaten the Hokies one time in 20 years, and so it becomes a believe-it-when-you-see-it kind of thing. So we'll talk to Lane about that and much other sports-related topics on this Monday morning of Thanksgiving week here on News Radio WRVA. Hosting tomorrow as well, and going to be having Michael Phillips on from the Richmonder to talk about some local issues. And we're also going to spend some time with Bob Holsworth, Dr. Bob Holsworth, to get some breakdown of the election results now that we're almost a month away, and to peek in on how transition is going with Abigail Spanberger set to take over as governor in just a little more than a month. We'll step aside, quick break, News Radio WRVA. 8:33, Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Now, for those of you that know me, you know my background is in sports. I can talk news and current events with the best of them. But if I can ever slip away and talk sports, I'm going to jump at the chance. So we bring in my friend, CBS 6 Sports Director, longtime CBS 6 Sports Director, Lane Casadante. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How's everybody?
I think we're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving week and all of that, and that means football. And let's start with that. UVA, Virginia Tech, you know, the ongoing storyline here is how Tech dominates this series. And so when you look at it in this year's terms alone, UVA 9-2, need a win to get to the conference championship game. Virginia Tech struggling this year and has its new man in James Franklin playing in Charlottesville. The dynamics are unusual when you consider that UVA's only won this game once in 20 years.
And that, just by law of averages, is just unreal to think about, right? Because you would have to believe that somewhere along the line they would get one or two there, but it just hasn't happened. And the prevailing wisdom about this year, given the entire scenario that you just laid out, is if UVA doesn't get them this year, they may never get them. And with everything that's on the line for them, everything that you just mentioned, there should be no way that they are not ready to play this game. They're coming off a bye week as well. They did not play this past Saturday. So, it's all laid out for them. You can't ask for anything more when you're in a situation like that than to have everything right in front of you. You control your destiny, as the saying goes, and then they absolutely do that.
It has been a great season for UVA. There's no other way to put it. 9-2. But you have to wonder, for those that have been around the program for a while, they have to wonder if there's some kind of weird juju surrounding this.
Well, in terms of what? How do you mean?
I just mean in terms of being unable to get wins over the Hokies, even on years where they seem like they're in position to do so.
Well, I can't remember, you may remember who said this, but the other team has scholarship players too. And coaches have used that for years. But, there's always been something for Virginia Tech. And again, UVA is having, the kind of season that they haven't had in a while. So there's that. Virginia Tech has always, when Virginia Tech has needed it, they've always found a way to get it. Virginia Tech for a long time just had better teams under Frank Beamer and a lot of the players that went on to play on Sundays up there. So, you would think that somewhere along the line that they'd get more than just one in the last 20 years. That's, a rivalry usually depends on both teams putting something into it. And for a long time, this has been just gone one way.
Late, talk to me about your take on the excitement surrounding the hire of James Franklin in Blacksburg.
Well, a lot of people, when he became available, he was the first name that a lot of people went to. A lot of the fans were hoping it would go this way. And Whit Babcock admitted on Wednesday, when Franklin was introduced, that when Franklin became available, that was the first name that went to the committee. And that became the only name in which the committee was interested. And they did everything they could. They focused all of their efforts on bringing him to Blacksburg. He's a fantastic recruiter, including here in Virginia. He's gotten a number of kids from the Commonwealth to come up to Penn State, and he did very well up there. He just couldn't manage to win the big games that they needed to win. Two things I want to remind everybody about James Franklin. Last year, he had Penn State playing in the national semifinals, one game away from playing for a national title. That's pretty good. And 9 weeks ago, he was coaching the number two ranked team in the country. That's how quickly things change now in the era of the NIL and the transfer portal, and there is so much money in this game right now. It always comes back to money, right? There's so much money riding on all of this right now that you can't really afford to have the kind of losses that he had. Will Penn State regret letting him go? That remains to be seen. Will Virginia Tech be happy that they got him? I think they already are. He got through the initial part. He won the press conference. Now the job is to get players in there, to get a staff in there, and now he's got to get on the field and see how he can turn this program around. Starting next year, the honeymoon period for these guys is much, much shorter than it used to be. I know you know this, and you probably brought it up. In Frank Beamer's sixth season in Blacksburg, the Hokies went 2-9-1. If that happens in this day and age, Frank Beamer doesn't get a seventh season, and we never see how he transforms the entire program. It's all different now.
The basketball version of that is when the Duke fans wanted to fire Mike Krzyzewski, and Tom Butter said no, and we all know how that worked out for the Blue Devils. So you're absolutely right, though. Neither one of those things would have happened in this day and age. Speaking of things happening, let's shift gears and take a look at the purple and gold up in Harrisonburg, where Bob Chesney has the Dukes at 10-1 and eyeing the – already in the Sun Belt Championship game and eyeing a potential bid to the college football playoff.
And Bob Chesney is just, if you ever get a chance to meet him, obviously my son is a senior up there, and I've been up there a few times for games the last two seasons. Bob Chesney is just an incredibly impressive person. He's very high energy. He is unfailingly positive. And he's the kind of guy that you just want to play for. And he managed to keep a fair amount. And now last year's team wasn't bad up there. They did pretty well. He took over, obviously, for Kurt. Why can't I remember the name of the Indiana head coach? Signetti, thank you. Took over for Kurt Signetti. And a lot of people were wondering, well, Signetti wins, Google him. And, you know, what's this new guy going to do when he comes in? And all he did was keep the standard where it is. He's maybe even raised it a little bit. He managed to keep a few players around after Signetti left. He managed to get a few others in there. There are, you know, two of his biggest contributors this year are Nick DeGennaro and Landon Ellis, who came from the Spiders last year and were very productive for the Spiders. And now they're doing the same thing up in Harrisonburg. He's managing to get kids to come to Harrisonburg, one of the smallest towns in the country that still supports, you know, Division I college football. He has sustained the program, taking it a little bit further. Their problem this year is their strength of schedule. The Sun Belt, you know, outside of James Madison and maybe one other team, hasn't been great this year. Their strength of schedule is what's keeping them from really grabbing on to that group of five spot in the college football playoff. But all they can do is keep winning. They win the Sun Belt title, and they can put their resume out there and say, this is what we've done, and we can and will play with anybody. You remember, they played at Louisville earlier this year, and I believe they were leading that game at the half. The teams that they had, the one loss that they had, they were in that game for a very long time against an ACC opponent.
We're talking to Lane Castadante, Sports Director, CBS 6. And, of course, we're talking about Virginia and Virginia Tech, JMU. And those are the schools that some of the schools that nominate players for the Dudley Award. For the uninitiated, tell folks what the Dudley Award is and where they can see who's going to win it this year.
The Dudley Award is basically Virginia's version of the Heisman Trophy. It's given to the best college football player in Division I across the state. One or 1AA, as people like you and I
still call it
at times. Yes, in the FBS or the FCS program. So that's your Richmond's, your William & Mary's, your Norfolk State's, your Hampton's, your Virginia, Virginia Tech, Liberty, JMU. The best player from those divisions is awarded the Bill Dudley Award. It's been handed out since 1990. And since 2004, we have also handed out the Willie Lanier Award, which goes to the best player from schools in Division II, III, or the NAIA level, which is your Randolph Macon's, your Hampden Sydney's, your Virginia Union, Virginia State, schools like that. The two awards are voted on by a panel of 15 sportscasters and sports writers from across the state, and we will be announcing the winners of this year's awards on Thursday, December 11th on CBS 6 at 7:45 that evening.
And I'm very excited, as you mentioned, your son being a student at JMU. My son's a student at Christopher Newport, and the captains, who are undefeated and have a home playoff game this coming Saturday, have a very compelling candidate to win the Lanier Award this year. So I'm very excited to see how he does. Anyway, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the football this week, and I'm sure we'll see you along the trail as we always do.
We will be out there. Thanks for having me, Gary. Have a great holiday, everyone.
Yep, thank you. That's Lane Castadante. Great guy, does a great job, along with Sean, over at CBS 6, the gold standard of covering sports on TV in the Richmond Metro. Okay, we'll step aside. Quick break. We're closing in on Brian Kilmeade coming up at the top of the hour. News Radio WRVA. Gary Hess here to wrap things up on this Monday at Richmond's Morning News, in for Rich Herrera. Thanks to Jeremy for taking good care of me today and doing the great job that he always does, producer extraordinaire. Don't forget, coming up later today, Brian Kilmeade, 9 to 12. Dana Lash, Jeff Katz, the great lineup we have here on a daily basis here on Richmond's News Radio WRVA, the voice of Virginia, celebrating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
100 years of serving the 804. Don't forget, travel really kicks in tomorrow for Thanksgiving. A lot of folks are going to be hitting the highways even more on Wednesday. Airports are going to be busy. Be patient. Be prepared to be safe to get so everybody gets where they want to go. Obviously, Thanksgiving is Thursday. The weather's going to cooperate Thursday, although we may see some rain Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, if you're doing any outdoor prep. We got to get our smoker ready for the turkey, so we got to be mindful of the weather forecast over the next couple of days. I'm in tomorrow morning as well. We're going to talk to Michael Phillips from the Richmonder about some big-time local stories as the city of Richmond continues to try to get things right as Danny Avila approaches 1 year of his administration. We're also going to talk to Dr. Bob Holdsworth as we try to unpack the actual election results and look ahead to transition and how things are going to dramatically change when the General Assembly session begins and when Abigail Spanberger takes over in the governor's mansion from the current governor, Glenn Youngkin. So that and much, much more tomorrow on Richmond's Morning News. We'll also be getting you ready for a huge week of football, UVA, Virginia Tech, also the NFL games coming up on Thanksgiving Day, including a huge one between the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? That's going to be something else. A couple other things to watch for today. The wrangling on Capitol Hill will continue. The work led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio continues to kind of work with Ukraine on making some tweaks to the peace deal plan that was put together by the Trump administration and Russia to come up with a compromise that Russia and Ukraine can agree to and can put an end to this war that has been going on for way too long. So keep an eye on that as well. And we're excited to bring you Richmond's Morning News again tomorrow. Once again, have a great Monday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving week, 2-day week for those of you who are involved with the schools. And remember, we always close out the show with a tribute to America. The National Anthem, brought to you by Freedom Service and Training, the biggest little gun shop in town at the corner of Creighton and Cold Harbor Roads in Mechanicsville. I'm Gary Hess. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. So long for Richmond's Morning News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.